Woke and jobless, federal judges say they won't hire Yale law clerks over hysterical anti-free speech behavior. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 11, 2022. 14 federal judges say they will not hire law clerks who are graduates of Yale Law School due to the hysterical woke behavior that more than 400 students exhibited earlier this year in shutting down a free speech event featuring Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. Judge Elizabeth Branch has become the 14th federal judge to refuse to hire law clerks from Yale over free speech concerns, according to a report by National Review. Branch, who serves on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, told the outlet that she is joining the boycott launched by fellow Donald Trump-appointed Judge James Ho of the New Orleans-based 5th Circuit Court of Appeals. "My friend, Judge Jim Ho, recently raised legitimate concerns about the lack of free speech on law school campuses, Yale in particular," she said. "Like Judge Ho, I am gravely concerned that the stifling of debate not only is antithetical to this country's founding principles, but also stunts intellectual growth. Accordingly, I accept Judge Ho's invitation to join him in declining to consider students from Yale Law School for clerkships with me, with an exception for past and current students," Judge Branch added. On September 29, Judge Ho announced his boycott of law clerks from the Ivy League University in a speech titled, "Agreeing to Disagree, Restoring America by Resisting Cancel Culture," at a Federalist Society conference in Kentucky. "Yale not only tolerates the cancellation of views, it actively practices it," Judge Ho said. "Starting today, I will no longer hire law clerks from Yale Law School. And I hope that other judges will join me as well." The judge also cited several examples in which speakers have been shouted down at law schools across the country. Honing in on Yale Law is one particular law school where cancellations and disruption seem to occur with special frequency. Judge Ho noted that Judge Bill Pryor was disrupted by loud, angry law students in the classroom, and Kristen Wagoner of the Alliance Defending Freedom and Monica Miller of the American Humanist Association faced a disruption that became so intense the police officers present at the event had to call for backup and escort the panelists out of the building and into a squad car. Meanwhile, an associate dean who was present throughout the entire event did nothing, Judge Ho said. Earlier this year, nearly 120 woke Yale Law School students disrupted a bipartisan panel about civil liberties last week by trying to shout down and intimidate the speakers, primarily attacking ADF Wagoner, who had to be escorted out of the building by police. One of the Ivy League students screeched at the Alliance Defending Freedom representative, "I will literally fight you, bitch." After that, more than 400 Yale Law School students, over 60% of the school's student body, signed an open letter against free speech and a police presence on campus after the hysterical woke students shouted down the bipartisan panel about civil liberties. A D.C. circuit judge reacted to the woke students' behavior by urging his colleagues to carefully consider whether the Yale Law School students who were seen hysterically shouting down a bipartisan panel discussion on free speech should be disqualified from potential clerkships. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.